guesses A to Z. An introduction to an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, humbleness. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. You're listening to A to Z, an Islamic lifestyle. I'm Farhad, your host, and we are here to practice the conditions of acceptance of our worships, prayers, and our fasting in this great month of Ramadan. So, in this session, we're going to talk about the attributes of a pious in order to learn how to establish our life on the piety. We all know that Ramadan month is the month of practicing to live as a pious person and is the month of starting to establish our life on piety as God's want. So it's very important to know the foundation of our spiritual life, which is taqwa. This month is a great seedbed to nurture our souls and attain good attributes so that we can adorn our life with them to live in peace and calmness and get ready for an everlasting life. Humbleness is the opposite of arrogance. Arrogance means to think that we are the best and want everyone to know it. Therefore, humbleness has opposite meaning. Humbleness is one of the most important attributes of a pious. So if we learn it, we can understand how to practice this great feature and establish our life based on humbleness, based on these great features and attributes of a pious person. But humbleness is a mean that brings us closer to Allah. And it is a golden key for the acceptance of our worships. It's very important and mentioned in our traditions. It is quoted that Allah said to his prophet, O David, just as those who are nearest to God are humble, so those who are furthest from God are also arrogant. So if we are trying to get closer and closer to Allah, the Almighty, we have to practice and we have to gain this attribute and stay away from arrogance and also establish our life based on humbleness, and we have to adorn our worship also with humbleness.
رمضان المستبين جاء بالنور المبين رمضان 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 القانتين.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. You're listening to A to Z, an Islamic lifestyle, and we are here to talk about the great feature of the pious, which is humbleness. So we spoke about one of the most important qualities of the pious and a golden key for the acceptance of our worship, especially in this great month. We should know that nothing like humbleness brings us closer to Allah. And the reason is maybe that the humbleness revives obedience to Allah in our hearts, in contrast with arrogance, which kills it. We should never forget that Satan was driven out of heaven only because of his arrogance, which he had hidden, but appeared on the day Allah created Adam, our father. So we see that humbleness to Allah brings us to divine levels of humanity, unlike arrogance, which is a straight path to hellfire. And I hope everyone a humble heart towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very important to practice humbleness this month, especially when we are thirsty, when we are actually suffering from hunger. We feel humbleness in our heart. But it is very important to keep this feature, to keep continuing living in this condition also after Ramadan month. And we all know that Ramadan month is the month of practicing piety, is the opportunity for us to establish our life on piety if we have destroyed it before, is the month of remaking what we have destroyed behind us and what we have left behind us. So I hope everyone is doing well in this great month and make an excellent use of this excellent month. Thank you for staying with us. I wish you the best.
Forgive me for everything I've done in the past, when everything was going so fast, and now I just can't go on.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir. Our email is english@irib.ir.
But I know that you are really loving, you are really caring. I can't realize, but you know that I will be better, that I will be stronger if you are by my side.